All right, so we are holding today on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, 4-5 lines down. Ha'ilafun of Minin Harbe. If one has many species of fruit in front of him, we have a machlekes in the Mishnah whether you go with the Min Shiva or whether you go with the Shivas Haminim. Rabbi Huda says you go with Shivas Haminim. Chacham says you go with the one that you would like. Min Chaviv better. Amar Ula, the machlekes is Bishop Bikri Sehen Shavos. The machlekes is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan is where the brachas are the same. You have two brachas in front, two foods in front of you. You have an apple and an olive. So you go, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you go for the olive. And according to the Rabbanan, if you like the apple better, you go for the apple. Rabbi Yehuda Sover Min Shiva Adif, Rabbanan Sover Min Chaviv Adif. Abba Bishain Bikri Sehen Shavos, but if you have two fruits in front of you, at this point the Gemara thinks that you're making only one bracha. So the Gemara says, but if you have two fruits in front of you and they are different brachas, then certainly, certainly you make one bracha and then a second bracha. Do not think that you should only make one bracha for both.
Now, the underlying assumption here that you want to eat both.
Yes, correct. You're going to eat both, right?
Because if you don't want to eat both, you don't have to take the Shivas Haminim first.
Right. Right. Okay, I have a whole bunch of notes written on the side of my Gemara here. But, Mesa says the Gemara, are you the fun of Tsunoin Vizayas? If a person has in front of him radish and olive, Mevarach ala Tsunoin, he should first make a bracha, he should break a bracha on the Tsunoin, Upoiter is Vizayas, and he will Memela exempt the olive from having requiring a bracha. So we see not like you're saying. We see that you only make one bracha. And incidentally, not the bracha that you'd expect. Well, the Gemara says, talk about my skin and kishahat snoin ikr. That's only because the radish, in that case, was the main part of the meal. That was the only part that you wanted of the meal. But you were not planning, you were planning on eating the olive just to help get the radish down. For example, sometimes people have a cracker and liver, or a cracker and sometimes, or you have cereal and milk. I'm only drinking the milk for the cereal. So the milk becomes a tuffel to the cereal. I do not need to make a bracha shahakal. And even if I want to drink the milk after I finish all the cereal in the bowl, I still don't need to make a bracha because it is a tuffel to the Cheerios that was in there beforehand. So it's over here, says the Gemara, it's talking about where you're only eating the olive to lessen the impact of this radish. Says the Gemara, Ihachi Ema Seifa, Rabbi Huda Amar Mevarach al Hazayas, Shehazayas Mimin Shiva. Rabbi Huda argues, the next words of that Braisa is that Rabbi Huda says you make a bracha on the Zayas. Well, does Rabbi Huda not agree to the cereal and milk? Less than Rabbi Huda had nan kom shehu ikr v'imay tfeilah, Mevarach al ikr v'paitas tfeilah. Does Rabbi Huda not agree that if one has a ikr and a tafel, then you only make a bracha on the ikr and you do not need to make a bracha on the tafel? If the case was talking about that you really didn't want to eat the radish, the olive, it just was going down the chute just to help you get the radish down, so then why would he say make a bracha on the olive?
Radish is a chadama?
Yeah.
Zayas is an eight.
Correct. Well, that's the Gemara saying. If the brachas are not different, then you have to make two brachas. Says the Gemara, but we see over here. Right. Yeah, says the Gemara. Right. Exactly. Well, says the Gemara, I mean, if you want to say that, it's that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the whole cereal and milk analogy, he does not have such a halacha. But Tanya, we have a mafurish surprise that he does. Rabbi Yehuda Omer im machmas tzroin ba hazayas. If, however, the olive is coming just because of the radish, mevarach al tzroin, you indeed make a bracha on the radish upaiter hazayas, and it will memela exempt the olive from requiring a bracha. And the Gemara answers, you know what? So we have a brisa here that cannot be talking about that case, because if that was the case, Rabbi Yehuda would agree. Says the Gemara, it is talking about that case. And the Bryce, the version that you have, is missing some words. La'olam b'tznoin ikr, askinan. That Bryce, which says that you make a bracha on the tznoin, and you pater up the zayas, it is talking about where you're eating the radish just because you want the radish. You're eating the olive just to help the radish go down. V'chi pligi Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan, b'mil sachriti pligi. And Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan are arguing on a different topic.
How do you determine what's the ikr and what's the tofel when you have a whole mixture You have a salad.
So sometimes, depending on the depending on the brachas, we go with the rave.
The salad may have some cut up olives in it.
So you go with rave. You go with rave.
You go with rave.
It really depends. I'm saying it's a very difficult question.
You got a salad, you got to have some egg in it, hard boiled egg, so that would be shako.
Right.
You'd have some lettuce, which would be adoma. Right. You'd have an olive, which would be an eight. So
if it's considered if it's considered one thing, then we say the bracha on the rife. If it's considered two things, let's say an ice cream sandwich, which is clearly two distinct things, but you want the ice cream and you want the sandwich, then you have to make two brachas. Rabbi Huda and the Rabbanan are arguing. Your brisa is missing some words. Here's the correct way to teach that brisa. If a person has a radish and an olive in front of him and he wants to eat both, but he makes a bracha on the radish and he exempts the olive from requiring a bracha. Here's the words we're adding in. That's only if the radish was the main part of the meal. But if the radish was not the main part of the meal, everybody would agree that you make a bracha on the first one. And then he doesn't say which one, but you make a bracha on one, and then you go back and you make a bracha on the second one. Now, Vishnei Minim Ba'alma, here's more words that we're adding in. All these words we're adding in. Vishnei Minim Ba'alma, however, two other fruits, Shebir Chosei and Shavos, where they do have a similar brachas, an apple and an olive, and you want to eat both of them, then Mevarach Al Ezim Hen Sheyirtza, and now that's the end of the words that we're adding in. And here Rabbi Huda says, Mevarach Al Hazayas, Shazayas Mimin Shiva, you make a bracha on the Zayas, because the Zayas is from the seven species. So Rabbi Yehuda turned the machloikas. He added in enough words to this brisa that the brisa now accords exactly with what he's saying.
The last piece of Rebuda is going on with the prophets on the same?
Yes. He's finishing off the Shaber Hussein Chavez, so Tanakama says, Mvarach al Ezeh Sheyirtza, and Rabbi Huda says that. The Gemara says, "Pligi bar Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha." There's a machlekas between Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha whether or not they agree with Ula or not. Chadam are exactly like Ula. Machlekas Bishop Bechasei and Shabbos. The machlekas between the Rabbi Huda and Rabbanan in the Mishnah is talking about where the brachas are the same. Rabbi Huda suffer min shiva adif, Rabbanan suffer min chavav adif. Rabbi Huda held that you go after the min shiva, and the Rabbanan hold that you go after the one that you like best. Avol b'she'ein b'chosein shavas, but if the brachas are not the same, d'vriyakol mevarach al zeh, v'chosein mevarach al zeh, everybody agrees that you make a bracha on one, and then you go ahead, you make a bracha on the second one, and it doesn't sound like from the simple pshat in the Gemara that there is any specific order. V'chadamar, the other mind amar says, af b'she'ein b'chosein shavas, nami machlekes. Even if the brachas are not the same, you have a ha'etz and a ha'adama in front of you, there is still a machlekes. The Gemara is going to say, so what's the machlekes? B'shlam alamad amar b'she'ein b'chosein shavas machlekes shaper. According to the one who says that there are the same brachas, it's ha'etz, two ha'etzes, so that we have a good machlekes. Which one do you pick up as you say the bracha? But according to the one who says that the brachas are not the same, that's when the machlekes is. So, but according to the one who says that they argue, where the brachas are not the same, b'mai pligi, what do they argue in? What's the machlekes? You have to say both brachas. The machlekes is, which one should you say first? You have a radish, which you really like. You have an olive, which you only so like. But you want to eat both of them, because you're hungry. So you eat the radish and the olive, making two separate brachas, ha'etz and ha'adama. The question is, which bracha to say first? In this case, the Rabbanan would say, you say the radish first. And Rabbi Huda would say, you say the olive first, because it is min shiva. The Amr of Yosef, Item Rav Yitzchak, Kol Hamukdim, and we see from the following statement that there is a concept of making a more special bracha first, or making a bracha on the more special item first. So what's considered the more special item, the Shiva Saminim or the Min Chavif? But we're proving from the next couple lines that there is a concept that states that you should make a bracha, that there is a hakpada to go ahead and make a bracha first, and kedima and things like that.
Rabbi Huda just because it's a shiur minim, not because eight is higher level than a dharma. So if it was an apple and an olive,
right,
it might not hold that way.
Correct. Oh, no, an apple and olive. Anyways, he says you should have to make the bracha on the olive. That certainly he says. That everybody.
I mean, apple and radish.
Yeah, right, correct.
Apple and radish.
You're correct.
It might not hold that way. We don't know.
Exactly. Great. So as Machlok is Rashi takes us through the following Brisa is coming to support. Rashi holds it's coming to support Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbanan holds it's and coming to support the Rabbanan. So we'll just go with Rashi. As we see in the following Brisa that there is an Indian of Havakdama, and Rashi points out, and certainly if one of them is a Shivas Aminim, one of them is not a Shivas Aminim, you're going to be Makdim the Shivas Aminim. But it says, the Amar V'item Rabbi Yitzchak kol ha-muktim b'pasuk zeh, muktim l'bracha. Whatever is, comes first in the following pasuk, has more priority with regards to making brachas. Shenemar eretz chita usaira, as it states in the pasuk, it is a land of wheat and barley, the gefen and vines, the te'ena and figs, the rimon and pomegranates, eretz zeis shemen, a land of olive oil, the dvash and honey, which is dates. Upliga de Rav Chanan, and this argues with Rav Chanan. So the fact that he says that this pasuk listed the fruit in order that they should be prioritized when making a bracha and when eating, so we see that there is a concept of having priority in brachas and what the bracha should go on. However, says the Gemara, this argues from Rav Chanan, who says that's not what the pasuk is coming for. Upligat Rav Chanan, the Amar Rav Chanan, kala pasuk kula lishiurin. The entire pasuk is coming to tell you that the land of Eretz Yisrael is to be praised, that even the fruit that grow in there have shiurin of Torah attached to it. The shiur of the Torah, the Torah uses those fruits to go ahead and list the halachas, various halachas that are required. Ne'emar chita detnan. See, this is a very good method. Because although there are times that the Chazal give their measurements in those days' measurements, but let's say, for example, you want to write down something now for posterity. How would you write it in size? Like, you know, sort of like the shots that you get from Walgreens. Nobody's going to be able to know what that is in 100 years. So you say 5 liters. Also, all these things, if society changes, people might not know what it is. Americans don't want to know what a liter is. So you're going to say gallons? Nobody else on the planet knows what that is. So you're going to have So the way they did it was they said using fruit, azayas, instead of saying 5cc, azayas, or...
They also change it in size, too.
That's something that's not to be expected, though.
But, Rabbi, the things that grow in Eretz Yisrael, totally different size than anywhere else.
You're saying api mitzias or from Haggadah? It probably doesn't mean those huge ones that the Meraglim had to bring back. Or you're asking even from today's day.
It's not just in general? It's not a general rule?
I don't know. I mean, why? Because are you asking from like Haggadah, like the Haggadahs and the Gemara?
For lasting forever. Because the size there is...
But how do you know that the size there is bigger? Just... From Matthias or from the Agada, like the Gemara?
Both.
Well, if it's from the Agada, then you can. Then maybe the pshat was that they had different types, and there was like the regular one, and then there was the huge one.
Ah, okay.
But if you're asking from Matthias, then I'm not sure.
Well, that helps too. In other words, all of.
I know, but that's gonna be very confusing though, especially nowadays that we probably have 1,000 varieties of everything. And you have, even 15 types of Italian olives and 15 types of...
Your technique is still the best. You've got to convey a shear on something that's going to be around forever. Oh, okay, there are many species of olives, but what else do you have?
Yeah, I hear it, but it doesn't... I'm saying, but it's not going to help. Like,
did we have a brisa earlier about Zayas Avrute and the different...
Yeah, that's agree. Yeah.
So we already know there were multiple species that they were dealing with and they had to pin one down.
Wait. Right here. Okay, as it says, the following, the first year is kind of hard also to understand. As it says, "Upliki de Rabbi Chanan." As argues from Rabbi Chanan, "Darav Chanan kol pasuk kulo this year," and all the pasuk is all of these things in the pasuk, the chita, the sa'ira, gefen, te'ena, rimayin, zayshemen, and dvash, are all for shiurim. Nothing to do with the actual fruit. It's praising Eretz Yisrael that even its fruit are tied into Torah. As it states, "Nemar chita." Why does it say shira nemar chita wheat? As it states, "Ditnan hanichnas lebaisa menuka." If a person goes into a house that has tsaras on its walls, so he becomes tame automatically by walking into such a house. He gets a tummy, he's got to go to the mikveh. He doesn't become a metzaira, but he contracts tuma. He has to go to the mikveh at the end of the day. He doesn't become a 7-day metzaira, but he becomes tame. The kalev al ksefav v'sandalav v'tabaisav biyadav hu v'hein tamein miyad. If he's holding his clothes or he's holding his jewelry in his hand, then he and the clothing that's in his hand become tame right away. Hayalavush kelav. But if he's wearing his clothing, v'sandalav baraglav, and his shoes are on his feet, v'tabaisav be'etzba'isav, and his rings are on his fingers, so he's wearing all of his stuff, his glasses, whatever, hu tame miyad. He becomes tame right away. But v'hein, all the clothes are taharin, remain tahar. Until you stay in the house for a little bit. What's a little bit of time? Ad sheyisha b'gdei achilas pras, until it takes the time to eat a loaf of bread. How much is that? Pas chitin. Now, what type of bread? Wheat bread, because wheat bread goes down faster
you
than...
You said a loaf. It says here a half loaf.
I'm correct. It's correct. When we say achilas pras, a piece of bread. Correct. A pras is a piece. The amount of time it takes, it was a slip of the tongue. The amount of time it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread, which, by the way, is the same amount of time that we say. It's the 2 minutes, the 3 minutes, the 9 minutes. So it's not so, it's a bit less than that because there's an added quality over here. But pas chitin, what type of loaf? A wheat loaf. Because wheat goes down faster than, you ever wonder why the kids don't eat their lunch in school sometimes? It's because their mother packed them with whole wheat bread and healthy peanut butter. So it's hard to get that down. But you give the kid white bread and jam and it goes straight down. So pas chitin, veloy pas so'erin. So if you have regular wheat bread, veloy pas so'erin, and not barley bread, mesav, as he is leaning, in other words, not as he is doing anything else, but he's focused on the food, ve'ochlin beliftan, and eating it with a dip. So it's hard to get straight bread down, but if you eat it with a dip, it goes down easier. So now, that's what the word chita is used for, because we need wheat bread to determine the amount of time that you have to stay inside a base of manuka. And it's the same amount of time that you have to eat your matzah in. I'm not sure when they say eat the matzah if it has to have these extra qualities of eating it with a dip and eating wheat bread. It could just be there's the k'dei achilas pras. If it was, then it's a drop shorter than the 2, 3, or 9 minute shiurim that we give for that. But you see, even giving this year didn't help too much because the variety is quite large. We have from 2 to 9 minutes. The question is why? What's the pshat? Well, this is just the halacha. The question is, well, when you walk into anything that comes in with you in your hands, we see, and therefore it becomes tamei right away. But your clothes, we don't see them on you. We don't see them as being separate entities. It's as if it's batel. So what happens after you're there for a long time? After you're there for a long time, it's like the tumah increases. Not sure. You need like more tuma. As soon as you walk in, you get like 70% tame. And then you stay there, you become 80%, 90%, finally 100% tame, then even the clothes happen. I'm not sure what the lamdas is. I don't know if it needs lamdas, but that's what the Torah says. The question is, how does it work, Taka? Okay, next, what's the next one? So'iran. So'ira, the barley. A bone, a human bone, the size of a barley, is metame b'mago. V'masa is already metame when if somebody would touch it, mago uvamasa, and lifting it up. But v'ena metame ba'oil, it's not metame ba'oil until you have most of a skeleton. So if a person walks into if he sees human bones, as long as he doesn't touch them, he is still tahar. And if he does touch them, if it's bigger than the size of a barley corn, that is usur. That makes him tummy. Geffen. Why do we need the geffen? They revius yayin lenazir to make wine, and it's a revius of wine for a nazir. Now, what does that mean? Isn't the revius of wine the same as the revius of water? The answer is because of surface tension. Wine has more surface tension. You could keep putting more in wine in your revius. So that's why when you make a kiddush Friday night, this coming Friday night, you'll notice, you'll see how much of surface tension you can get. And it goes much bigger than water. And Mela, a revius of wine is indeed bigger than a revius of water. You probably get it even more than that in honey. I'm saying it's something even thicker. But Te'ena, a fig, is kegregeris lahitzoas Shabbos. The size of a fig for hitzoas Shabbos. Generally, we say a person is chayav if he carries something on Shabbos. But what size? Now, if it's important, like a diamond ring or a car key, then it doesn't matter the size because it's important. But if it's not important, if it's sugar or, something that is not necessarily important by itself. So what size is the prohibition to carry out on Shabbos? The answer is if it's larger than the size of a fig. Rimon, what do you need pomegranates for? Because if not, called kli bali batim, shiuran rikirimonim. A keli, if it gets tame, so then some kelim cannot go to the mikveh, like an earthenware keli, like ceramics and things like that. In order to get tahar, they need to be broken. What size is considered broken? A tiny crack? If it's still usable, then no. In order to become completely broken, a kli balabata, meaning a private owner's kli, not a kli in the store, because nobody's going to buy a store with a crack in it, but a kli that is already owned by somebody is only become unusable when it has a hole the size of a pomegranate, which is quite large.
My focus over here, as to whether or not the pasuk is coming to teach a shiurim,
mm-hmm.
Or not.
Why it's praising Eretz Yisrael. Not it's teaching us here. Why it's praising Eretz Yisrael.
Right. So according to Rav Hanan, it turns out to be that the Shiurim are deraisa. According to those who argue on him.
Well, everybody agrees that the Shiurim are deraisa. Yeah, yeah.
And where do they learn that?
That's going to be coming up. Eretz Zeis Shemen. What do you need olives for? Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yechanina. Eretz Shekol Shira. Oh wait, olives. Kol Shira is because they say all Shirim are like the size of a Zayas. The Gemara says Kol Shira. All. Loika Hanach Demarin. We're already up to number six. So five of them weren't olives. El Eretz Sheroiv Shira because they say most of the Shirim. Most of the things we say is a Kazayas. How much is it prohibited to eat a Kazayas? How much must you eat a Kazayas? So. Most of the stuff are kizayas. And the last one is dvash, which is dates. It's honey, but it's dates. Kikoy seves hagas of Yom Kippurim. It is the prohibition of eating on Yom Kippur, which is only us of the size of a kiseves, of a date. That's what's usur. Less than the size of a date is not mutter, but it's not the isur, the diaraisa of eating on Yom Kippur. Why? Because on Yom Kippur, it's not the act of eating that's prohibited. It is the focus on food. And we don't want you to focus on food. We want you to focus on Hashem. And therefore, you go ahead and you eat an olive. It's an act of eating, true. But it's not. Doesn't give you enough to focus on the food. And it doesn't give you enough to calm your hunger. We want you to focus on the food, not to focus on the food. And therefore, a kesevis is what's asur. The Idach, and what does the other mandarama respond? Oh, Rabbi Lang's this question. Hani shiurim behedim iksivi. These shiurim, are they written? These shiurim aren't written. Elam midrabanan. And it doesn't mean, I don't believe it means, it doesn't mean midrabanan. It means that the rabbanan are the ones who explained it. V'kras smachta bi'alma. And the pasuk is just an asmachta. So, it's not, these psukim are not, are not, these shiurim are not in the pasuk. The whole thing's been derabanan, and all these shiurim there, they come to explain the d'oraisas. And therefore, it's only in Asmachta and Memela, you could still learn that that there is a, like Gimeli, you could still learn like me, he said that the Yisoid is that we are praising Eretz Yisrael for these fruits specifically, and there is an order to these fruits. The Gemara says, Rav Chista and Rav Hamnuna have a yasvi b'sudasa, they were sitting having a meal together. Aisi l'kamayu was brought in front of them, tamri v'rimayni, dates and pomegranates. Shakal Rav Hamnuna and Baruch HaTamri. Rav Hamnuna went and he made a bracha on the dates. Bereisha first. Amalei Rav Chista says, Lo yisvir leimar lahad da amar of Yosef, yitem Rav Yitzchak al hamuktim b'pasuk zek koitim lebracha. Do you not agree with what we just said? That everything that's in that pasuk first has priority with regards to making a bracha? And therefore, remind is number 5, but dates are number 7. So why did you make a bracha first on the date? He answered him. He said the pasuk is divided into two. It says Eretz Chitzus Soira, Gefen, and Tainan Rimain, and then it says Eretz Zeis Shemenu Dvash. So he says the pasuk Eretz restarts the count, and therefore it goes Eretz number 1. So that would be Chitzus number 1, followed by. Chita, followed by, well, really we should go to the next, but I think we do Chita and Saira, and then we do the Zeis Shemen and Dvash, which is dates. Then we do number 3 and 4 and 5 are the first one. So really, Rimon is the last one. Zeis Sheni La'aretz. This is just 2 away from the word Eretz, and this is 5 away from the word Eretz. And therefore, we count that it goes, the fact that it said Eretz again restarts the count. Amar Lehi, he was so impressed with him, he said, Man Yohev Lo Nagri De Parzla, who will give us metal legs that should never tire, Vinishma Inach, and we should be able to be your shamish, we should be able to serve you. That was an amazing piece of Torah over there. So he was so impressed. You wanted metal legs, which actually nowadays you can get if you really need. Itmar, heviu lifnehem te'enim va'anovim b'teich asuda. It was stated if they brought somebody figs and grapes b'teich asuda during the suda. So do you make a bracha on it or not? Amar v'huna tu'unim bracha lefnehem. It requires a bracha beforehand. Ve'ein tu'unim bracha acharein, but it does not require a bracha afterwards, which is incidentally how we paskin. If a person eats fruit during the suda, if it's not a meal-type fruit, then you must make a bracha. So a meal-type fruit is like fruit soup, or if you're eating breakfast, maybe those pineapple fritters. Those type of meal-type fruits, if they have any other examples. But otherwise, fruit, taka, need a bracha.
So somebody gets pancakes with fruit on top of the pancakes.
Oh, there you could say that it's tuffle. Yeah, because you're eating it.
It's really adding to the flavor.
Right, so that's exactly. I'm eating it with my pancake. It's enhancing my pancake. Some say that grapefruit at the beginning of a meal you don't need because it's supposed to make you hungry for the rest of the meal. And so says Rav Nachman, it requires a bracha beforehand. These dates and grapes require a bracha beforehand, and they do not require a bracha afterwards because they are covered by the benching. Rav Sheshes Amar, no, it needs even a bracha afterwards. Tu'unim bracha bein lefneim bein lacharem. It does require, you have to say a bayir pri, you have to say an al ha'etz afterwards, because birkas hamazon will only cover, we don't pass like this, because birkas hamazon will only cover things that are satiating and nourishing and part of the meal, and this does not qualify. There's nothing that requires a bracha beforehand, it doesn't require a bracha afterwards, ella pasabab b'kistin b'vad, except pasabab b'kistin, which we don't pass like that either. Rashi points out that we're talking about after the meal, sometimes they would bring like small little pastries Rashi says there were klois and some sort of like from singed wheat kernels, and they would bring some sort of bread, which like pastries with it, which was, you know, had nuts in it, and all these type of pastries. They would bring it out. So you eat one or two, says, this man Amar says, you don't need to make a bracha on that. You don't need to make a bracha on it, because you're eating such a small amount of it. So therefore, it sounds like it's covered by the... It sounds like it's covered by the Birkas HaMazon. That's what I'm understanding, what he's saying. The Gemara. Not that you don't need to make a bracha on it, a bracha chorina, if you eat it not during a meal. Upligid Rabbi Chiya, this argues on Rabbi Chiya. The Amar Rabbi Chiya passed by Teres Kol Minei Maichal. This argues on Rabbi Chiya, because Rabbi Chiya says that bread patters all types of food. The Ayin Poiter Kol Minei Mashkin, and wine patters all types of drinks. So if a person is drinking wine, and then they bring him some Coke, let's say by a Kiddush, he has a little bit of the wine from the Kiddush, he should not make a shahakal on any other drink that is brought to him during the Kiddush.
Is that Rabbi Paskin?
Yeah.
Is that only
within 9 minutes? Nope. As long as he drank from the wine. So then he was yotze with the bracha. Amar Papa, Hilchos Advarim Habayim Machmas HaSuda B'Techa Suda. The halacha is things that come during the Suda. Machmas HaSuda meaning, Rashi explains Machmas HaSuda meaning they are meal type foods. Rashi says to dip the bread in, but I believe meal type. B'Techa Suda, if it's during the Suda, ain't to inim bracha lelefnei velelachrim. Do not require a bracha at all, not before, not after, because the Hamoitzi patches them before and the Birkas HaMazon patches them afterwards. V'shaloi Machmas HaSuda. But if it's not because of the Suda, meaning Rashi says, if it is like not part of the Suda, there Rashi explains not part of the Suda. Now this could be that there's other Rishonim that argue, but not part of the Suda means, according to Rashi, some sort of filling item, but it's not because of the bread. They are coming to fill you up, and they are coming to satiate you, but they're not coming to be eaten with the bread. So, b'teicha suda to in a bracha lefneim require bracha beforehand. We do not pass like that. They ain't in a bracha la'acharim, but they do not require bracha afterwards. La'achar ha-suda, if they come after the suda, so, in other words, you're already finishing the suda, in that case, and then they bring you more food. This doesn't mean before benching. This doesn't mean after benching. It means before benching, but after you're already wrapping up, sort of like a dessert. So then, tu'unim bracha bein lefneihem and bein la'achareim, it requires a bracha both beforehand and afterwards. And again, we do not pass it like that. Sha'aluas ben zayim, the es ben zayim, mipnei ma omru dvar ma'boim machmas asuda b'teich asuda einim tu'unim bracha. Lo'y lefneihem ve'lei la'achareim, why don't you need a bracha? Omar lehem, he said, ha'ilu pas petartan. Bread will exempt it from requiring a bracha. It's like it becomes tuffle to the bread. Why doesn't the bread exempt the wine also? If a person has wine during the Suda, he has to make a bracha. Why? Why doesn't bread cover it? And the Gemara answers, wine is different. Because Rashi explains, in many places, you make a bracha even if you don't really want to drink. Let's say, for example, under the chuppah, when they're giving you wine, you're not really drinking the wine. Because you want to drink. You're drinking the wine. By many times, at the beginning of a meal, sometimes you drink the wine. But over here, I'm drinking the wine specifically because I'm making a bracha on the mitzvah. Any mitzvah that I'm doing, you have to go ahead and make a bracha on the wine. So, therefore, wine is different in that it is special that we make mitzvah brachas on it. And therefore, it's not going to be covered by the bread at the beginning of a suda.
Does that mean you have to also consume the appropriate amount?
Yeah. I mean...
The
chuppah, you aren't gulping down wine. You're
right.
Yeah, I'm not sure why we don't have to drink an appropriate amount under the chuppah.
Right. Have less than the shear.
What?
Have less than the shear.
No, but nobody drinks it. Who makes... No, no, so they drink, and sometimes the Masada Kedushin goes like this, and he gets some wine in his mouth on purpose. Kachi Minhagi, because of... So is Marashi with us. But the question is... why isn't nobody drinking the shir? I'm not sure. I'm not sure why nobody drinks the shir. I'll have to look it up. Okay, Rav Huna ochal tleisa rifti. Rav Huna ate 13 loaves, b'nei telasa telasa b'kava, which were 3 kav each. You know those loaves that you get by the wedding suitors. And he ate 13 of them. V'loy baruch, and he did not make a bracha. This is pasuk b'kisten loaves. So this is not a loaf of bread. This was his huge Danishes. So he ate large Danishes, 13 of them, and he did not make a bracha, barim hamoitzi or barim minim zayin or benching. Amalei Rav Nachman, adei kafna. She explains, this is for somebody who is quite hungry. In other words, you ate already a meal-sized amount of pasuk b'kisten, and therefore you have to make a bracha and hamoitzi and bench. Elakol she'achirim koyvin alav suda. Anytime you have enough food that somebody else would be koyvei a suda on it, tzarech levarach, you must make a bracha, hamoitzi, and bench. And in fact, let's say, for example, a person has pancakes. He goes to Emma's, he has pancakes, and he gets himself 4 or 5 pancakes, and he doesn't have any bread. He has to wash and bench. Say hamoitzi, and he has to say hazanas olam, the whole benching. And anytime a person has 2 or 3 Danishes for breakfast, he's hungry, but he's driving, so he goes ahead, he doesn't have a whole breakfast. He goes ahead, he takes 2 or 3 Danishes. You have to say hamoitzi and have a thing. And what happens if you have a donut, and then you're like, wow, this donut's good. So you decide to have another donut. There also, you may have to go ahead and say a bracha, or depending on how much more you want to eat, you may have to stop, wash, say hamoitzi, and eat, and say hamoitzi on a donut. And if you ever do it, it's always gishmak to do it in front of somebody else. So he's like, what are you doing? But this is something that I used to make hamoitzi on pancakes. Now I don't eat that many pancakes. But,
pizza.
What? Oh yeah, well, pizza's a good example as well, correct. Pizza's a good example. Now, but that's so common already that, yeah. You're not going to get any raised eyebrows for making a hamoitzi on pizza. But, but it's the same idea. If a person eats pizza, so then he would have to make a bracha. Hamoitzi, even though it's real bracha, should not have been hamoitzi. All right, let's continue on over here. What time do we have? About 15 seconds. All right, Tavi Asik, Rabbi Yehuda, Tavi Asik le'lebrei bei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was involved with the son of Rabbi Yehuda. Usually that means he was helping him get married. Bar Chaviva, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, Bar Chaviva. I used to look at my apostle because they brought him these apostle because they are Danish. He also, when he came, Shamin in the Kamavarche Hamoitzi, he heard him saying Hamoitzi. He says, Amalu, my titi the Koshamana. What is this? What is these sounds I'm hearing? In other words, why are you saying Hamoitzi? Dilma Hamoitzi lechem in the arts Kamavarche su. Perhaps you said Hamoitzi? Amalu, and I did. The Tanya Rabbi Moina, Amr Mishim Rabbi Yehuda, pass Rabbi Kisten, Mavakan Alav Hamoitzi. Rabbi Shmuel, Alav Karav Moina. Don't we pass it like that? And Amr Lehi, Ain Alav Karav Moina Itmar. It was stated, the halakha is not like Rabbi Moina. Okay, we'll stop over here. Have a great day.